You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
Hi, so my name is Rob Somerby Murray. I'm the President and Vice-Chancellor of St. Mary's University, and I'm delighted to be here this afternoon as we celebrate learning about youth, learning from ways in which we can be resilient and make change and a better future. We work hard to make sure that we are building connections for people. Sometimes I joke that we are the United Nations, because we're bringing people together of different economic backgrounds, different faith traditions, and we're putting them into places to focus on the world's big problems. So we're always looking to support students that come to us from around the world. In the same way, we're looking to support students that come to us from just around the corner. Bringing people together with our focus on intercultural learning, which is a key part of our strategic plan, is so important for us because, as you pointed out, we can learn from each other all the time. We try to do that by supporting international students, our International Student Centre, by offering opportunities for employment on campus, and for creating a supportive community for all of our learners here at St. Mary's. Africa is an amazing continent filled with many countries, many diverse backgrounds, diverse peoples. I've had the great pleasure of co-teaching a World Regional Geography course this term, and we looked at what do we say about Africa as an amazing place and continent. So my most direct experience has been this year accompanying Her Honour Julie Payette, the Canada's Governor General, to Rwanda to participate in the 25th anniversary of the genocide against the Tutsis. So that 25th anniversary was crucial in many ways. It allowed people to celebrate memory, to think about youth, to think about resilience, and to think and concentrate on what the future needs to look like. Comment, I think that we need to rely on building up the resilience of youth, building up leadership skills, particularly important. We are at a time of being challenged in global leadership, if I can put it that way, and we need more opportunities to encourage people to do the right thing, to think thoughtfully and critically about what is in front of them. And that's why education is so important. That's why at St. Mary's we have put intercultural learning as a key part of our strategic plan, but we're doing that not because it's just a good idea to do, it's because we know that in the future we will need our leadership to be thoughtful, critical, and to be having a vision for what that future can look like. And I think you'll see there's been a greater participation in Remembrance Day ceremonies across Canada over the last decade or so. People are becoming more aware of the nature of sacrifice, not because it's something from history, even if it's recent history in the case that we'll be looking at today in Rwanda, but in fact because it's about the future. And so this is about empowering people to think forward, to represent and be thankful for sacrifice, absolutely, but to become engaged in building a better country. That's also this year why we saw the importance of a youth vote in the federal election campaign. And we saw that on our campus here at St. Mary's. I know we see it across Halifax, across Nova Scotia, across Canada, as we encourage people to participate in a democratic process and to become engaged in leadership for the future.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.